With SRN News, I'm Ron Taylor. The Senate is up late voting on GOP tax breaks and spending cuts that are central to President Trump's agenda.
The Senate is plugging through debate on a budget plan critical to Republican efforts to pass trillions of dollars in tax cuts and boost border security and defense spending. They're trying to do so in what President Trump calls one big beautiful bill. Voting continues on dozens of potential amendments in a routine called a votorama.
Correspondent Ken Lorman reports that passage of the plan would pave the way for Republicans in coming months to push a tax cut bill through both chambers of Congress, and by doing so, Republicans say they're preventing a tax increase for most American families. Also at SRNNews.com, President Trump says Iran must not be allowed to possess nuclear weapons. Senate Intelligence Committee Chair Tom Cotton tells the Salem Radio Network the president will commit troops to the region to de-escalate Iran's attacks on Israel and their development of nuclear weapons.
I believe the White House has acknowledged it's specifically in the region to support our strikes against outlaw rebels in Yemen, who are simply another terrorist proxy of Iran, and to deter Iran and to continue what the president calls the maximum pressure campaign.
Arkansas Republican Senator Tom Cotton says President Trump is clear about his policy.
This is all very transparent from President Trump. He's been very clear. He said it repeatedly. We cannot allow Iran to have a nuclear weapon. And he's further said that there are two means to achieve that goal. And he's open to either means. He prefers a deal like Libya cut with the United States in 2003. But if there's no deal, there will be bombing. I think that's an exact quote. There will be bombing.
Torrential rains, flash flooding, battered parts of the Midwest and South yesterday, killing a boy in Kentucky who was swept away as he walked to catch a school bus. Round after round of heavy rains have pounded the central U.S. for days and continue through today. This is SRN News. As SRN's Michael Harrington reports, Virtual Church has a big fan.
You might have appreciated streaming worship services during the pandemic, or even now, depending on your needs. But nobody likes Virtual Church more than a guy who's been stuck in outer space. Astronaut Butch Wilmore, whose planned one-week trip to the International Space Station last year stretched into 9 months due to technical problems, says watching services from his hometown Providence Baptist Church in Texas helped sustain his faith during that long ordeal. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Lawmakers in Ohio are working on a package of bills designed to roll back the LGBT agenda with special attention paid to the promotion of transgenderism in the public schools. Troy McIntosh, a spokesman for the Ohio Center for Christian Virtues, says the legislation is being fueled by parents' anger over how social issues are being taught. Other states taking similar action include Texas, Florida, and Oklahoma. This is SRN News. The Department of Energy is laying out the groundwork for the future of AI.
The agency has identified 16 federal sites, including storied nuclear research laboratories such as Los Alamos, where it could invite tech companies to build data centers. It's part of a drive to accelerate commercial development of artificial intelligence technology. President Trump has said he supports the opening of federal lands to data centers, something that was backed by the previous administration as well. Rich Thomason, Washington.
Alex Ovechkin has tied Wayne Gretzky's NHL goals record by scoring the 894th of his career. Ovechkin scored his second goal of the Washington Capitals' 5-3 win against the Chicago Blackhawks with just under 14 minutes left in the third period. Earlier in the evening, he got his 893rd to move one away from tying and two from breaking Gretzky's mark that long seemed unapproachable. More at SRNNews.com. I'm Ron Taylor.